Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
There's a lot on your mind. Let's help you decide. There's no need to delay. Republic makes it easy. We got the best rates with our local mortgages. We got what it takes to make your house like a home. We're here, we care, and we say, go ahead and start building today.
Republic knows you have choices. Whether you're purchasing land, constructing, or buying a new home, let's be the one for you. Apply in person or online.
Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. A chance to win big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings by 2, by 3, even 5, or get a free play. Pick two with Multi-X. Pick two numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount on pick two and Multi-X. Pick two with Multi-X.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials, and garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks, and the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
When last we were in Murondoy, Unique was severely affected by her father's death. Kevin and Divine tried unsuccessfully to console her, and Kevin mixed her some tea to help her sleep. They discussed her mental health. Sharona told Coretta that John was making her feel uncomfortable by watching her very often. She also missed Auntie Nadira and the family. Coretta promised to talk to John about his behavior. As we return to Murondoy, it is Sharona's first day at work.
Sharona, look at you. First day of work? You look so nice.
Thanks, Miss Coretta. I ain't accustomed waking up so early.
Well, child, when you become a working woman, things got to change. You got to develop that discipline. You ain't mind if I take some pictures of you?
I don't mind.
All right. Pose for my pretty girl.
Okay. It's Auntie Nadira.
She's more excited than you.
Hello?
Sharon, my baby. Let me see the outfit.
Morning, my cousin.
Morning, Coretta.
I just wear something simple, Auntie Nadira. Just a black skirt and this white top.
Oh, gosh, you look nice.
I did tell you she looked nice.
And I did my makeup really simple.
You don't need a set of makeup. Natural beauty.
I'm so nervous.
No, man. Everything can be okay.
By the grace of God.
Can I pray with you?
Yes, Auntie Nadira.
Lord, we thank you for this day of victory. This is the day of new beginning for my daughter, Sharona.
Yes, Lord.
We lift her up in prayer and we ask for your guidance and protection. Light her way, oh God. She will be successful. No weapon formed against her will prosper. We say thank you. Thank you. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Auntie Nadira.
You know I always pray for you, Sharona. What time are you leaving for work?
A taxi coming. Since it's your first, I'm going to go with you.
Oh, thank you, Coretta.
It come.
Well, my baby, have a good day. Are you going to tell me everything when you come home this afternoon?
I will.
Coretta, y'all be safe.
Okay, my cousin.
Yes, mommy. I'm okay. I'm over by Zena. I will be home tonight. All right. Tell Auntie Myrtle not to worry too. Okay, bye.
Family worried about you, Denzel.
They want to know why I didn't come home last night.
Oh gosh, they probably think that mean you have something going on.
So what if they think that?
But it's not true. We're only friends. I told you to go home last night, but you insisted on staying.
You're going into the hospital for your surgery today. I didn't want you to be alone last night.
That was sweet of you.
Besides, aren't you happy I stayed?
Yes. The company was nice.
Good.
Anyway, we gotta start heading to the hospital before I change my mind.
All right. Everything packed, right?
Yes.
Don't worry. The surgery will be successful.
And I won't have to deal with the pain and discomfort of having these fibroids anymore.
Yeah.
Bloating, the heavy bleeding, the pelvic pain. I won't miss any of that.
That sounds awful.
That's what I've been experiencing. And there are many other women like me.
But I was reading that some women with fibroids don't experience any symptoms.
That's true. Some women aren't even aware they have it. They would only know if they did a pelvic exam or ultrasound.
That's why it's good to do regular doctor visits.
For men and women.
Yep.
Anyway, today's a big day for me. I'm putting my trust in God that all goes well.
Everything will go well.
Hello, driver. Please take your time. We ain't late. Hiya. Take note of everything you see, Sharuna, because from now on, you're going to catch the bus to go and come from work.
Okay, Miss Coretta.
It can be too expensive for you to catch a taxi from Marundoy to Georgetown and back every day for work. All the little money you work in for can't go to paying taxi.
I don't mind catching the bus.
And look for them cartball when you go in the park in the afternoon. Some of them minibuses does be doing the most on the road. And I want you to be safe.
Okay.
And don't let no minibus man or conductor come in your ears whispering nonsense.
Miss Coretta, I'm not interested in any of that. I just want to work and help Auntie Nadira.
Well, alright, sweetheart.
And I will contribute to the home too because I'm living with you.
Focus on you and Nadira. You could give me a little thing for help with food.
Alright.
I just get me a little pension. Plus, I still got a job by Ignatius.
When are you gonna stop working, Miss Coretta?
Maybe till I'm dead. I like having something to do when the day come. And the work I doing by Ignatius' office there, it's not nothing hard, it's not no hard work.
Okay.
Plus, you see the one John? He just there home there all the time. He had a little old land the other day for help build some bridges in the village. But he decide that smoking cigarette and drinking rum is more important.
He's an alcoholic?
Well, you know, he taking drugs and all.
Oh.
Anyways, don't bother with he. He ain't gonna bother you. This is a new beginning for you. And that is all you need to focus on.
Oh gosh, Denzel, now that I've settled in, the nerves are kicking in.
Everything can be okay, Zena. Just relax. You comfortable?
Yes, I'm okay.
Good.
My son said he will be passing soon.
Okay. I'll get something to eat when he comes.
Okay.
Zena, I am here before the surgery. I will be waiting while you have the surgery. And I will be here after.
Thanks, Denzel. I really appreciate your support.
Hello.
Maurice.
Oh. Hey, Maurice.
How are you feeling, Zena?
What are you doing here?
I'm here to bring some positive vibes. It's surgery day.
I didn't expect you to show up.
Am I intruding on you and your little boyfriend here?
Seriously, Maurice?
Chill, Maurice.
Am I not welcome?
Why exactly are you here? To antagonize me?
Our son said he's on his way.
Zena, I will step out for a little bit.
Where are you going, Denzel?
To get something to eat. I'll be back.
Good. Stay gone for a while, Denzel. Our son will be here just now.
Alright. Zena, I will see you soon.
Denzel, seriously, Maurice?
What?
What did you come here for?
I came with good intentions. To wish you the best on your surgery.
You didn't have to talk to Denzel like that.
Aren't you embarrassed to be hanging around with that little boy?
Maurice, don't make me laugh. The last time I checked, you were dating a 22-year-old. Denzel is older than her.
I don't know where you're getting your information from, but I'm not dating some 22-year-old.
Oh, so you broke up with her already? Typical you.
I didn't come to argue with you, Zeno. I genuinely came to wish you the best.
Thanks.
You know I still care about you.
Whatever, Maurice.
Zeno, I really came with good intentions.
Hmm.
And I didn't mean to run off your little boyfriend.
Denzel and I are just friends.
Hey, we all need some excitement in our lives.
Whatever.
Hey, son. Yeah, I'm up here. Alright, great. See you soon. He's on his way.
Okay.
I know you must be nervous, but everything will go well.
Thanks, Maurice.
You're one of the strongest women I know, Zeno. You got this.
Denzel, where are you?
Coast clear?
They're preparing me for surgery.
Oh, okay. Maurice and your son still there?
They went to get something to eat, but they plan on coming back.
Oh, well, I want to give you and your family some space.
Denzel, I need you here with me. I want you to pray with me before they take me into the operating room. Please come back.
I'm outside the hospital. Was just driving around.
Okay, just come back.
All right. I'll see you in a little bit. Maurice?
Denzel! So you're driving Zena's car now.
Maurice, please, leave me alone.
You want to marry her? Boy, don't you want children?
Zena and I are just friends.
Boy, spare me the BS. No young man is hanging around a woman like that and he's not interested.
And?
Maybe respect that she has sons who are older than you. Maybe have some respect for my sons and leave their mother alone.
You don't own Zena and you can't decide what she does with her life.
Denzel, I'm looking out for your best interests. This will not end well for you. For all you know, she and I can get remarried anytime.
So you still want her? Are you trying to tell me something?
You're a smart young man. You know what's up, Denzel. Trust me, this is not what you want.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy Incorporated is part of the International Planned Parenthood Federation, networking in over 120 countries to ensure justice for the sexual and reproductive health and rights of every individual and creating an equitable future for all.